Let's talk a little bit about the neoadjuvant trial B41 that's being planned for patients with HER2-positive tumors. Can you talk about the background of that study and sort of where we're at right now with that?
Right. I think that we were all certainly focused on Aman Buzdar's study that he presented from MD Anderson, the small study indicating that when he gave Taxol followed by FEC with concomitant Herceptin, you know, starting with the Taxol throughout the whole course, giving it together with the Epi, he was getting some remarkable PCR rates. I mean, you know, which got all of our attention, certainly. So I think we would like to be able to test that in the setting of a larger clinical trial. And that's what B41, together with ACOSOG Z41, is going to be doing, testing the Buzdar regimen to a more traditional sequential regimen of FEC followed by a taxane with a Herceptin starting with a taxane, sort of a variation on the B31 theme.
What's the endpoint of the study?
Well, the primary endpoint from my perspective is PCR. I mean, I really want to see if that PCR rate can be duplicated. You know, cardiac safety, of course, is another endpoint.
What about looking at the tissue itself in B40, the other neoadjuvant study, which I guess at this point is going to be HER2 negative? Is that the case?
It's not written that way. But we would want it to be that way,
right.
And we'll probably bite the bullet and write it that way if we get both trials going concomitantly. B40 is going to be starting very soon. How long it'll take us to bring B41 in remains to be seen. So for the time being, I think that we need a portal where we can enter all patients into the B40 population until such time that BZ41, if you will become available.
Now the B40 design, which my understanding is at this point is going to be three different arms of preoperative neoadjuvant chemotherapy, has a major emphasis on what's going on inside the tissue in terms of gene arrays and sort of tissue sensitivities. What about B41? Is there interest in doing the same thing?
Yeah, there is. There is, with tissue collection, definitely. I mean, the novelty of B40 is that we're using PCR as an endpoint appropriately, with an emphasis on developing a molecular taxonomy to really determine if we can characterize those patients who obtain a PCR, because it's an excellent surrogate for outcome. So disease-free survival and overall survival are not endpoints for NSABP protocol B40. So we view it as a new mechanism to really test promising agents in the neoadjuvant setting. And, you know, we think that that's an appropriate direction to pursue, particularly with a number of agents that are available and, you know, the limited resources, both from a support standpoint as well as populations.
In the B41 study, is the post-surgical therapy going to be defined specifically? Are the patients going to get a year of trastuzumab?
They're going to get a year of trastuzumab.
Right. Anything else you want to say about that study?
Well, if we can duplicate the Buzdar results, I think that'll be a major step. Then, of course, we'll have to analyze the components that led to that, assuming that we do see that kind of PCR. Because it's novel in that it gave the trastuzumab concomitantly with both the taxane and the FEC. Is that what's giving him the rate? Presuming that we can duplicate that rate.
When do you roughly hope to start that study, and when do you think it'll be completed?
Well, we still have a way to go. Let's say we'd like to start it within the year.